I just encourage you to take it and pray over it and say, Lord, what would you have me to give as a special sacrificial offering to the work of the Great Commission? The Great Commission is taking the gospel to the whole world, to all the people. All people. Well, that's where we're at today. God's plan to take the gospel to all people. God's plan for His church, part 6 of 8, is the church is to witness to all people. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of Acts. Now, do this a little different than what I normally do. I'm not going to read the whole thing up front. I'm actually going to read. We've actually got three small chunks of Scripture that we're going to look at. And they're all dealing with, they're one after the other flowing here in the book of Acts. They're dealing with this same issue. It's a continuation of one thing. So just follow along with me as we do this. But as we go today, it is Pentecost Sunday. And that's what this is about. The Holy Spirit coming and filling His church to do the work that He's prepared us to do. Well, let's start out with a command. And we have that command in Acts 1, starting with verse 4 here. And let's read this. And it says, on one occasion, while He was eating with them, He gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked Him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And He said, it is not for you to know the dates or the times the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We have a command. The command is to wait for the Holy Spirit. Wait. Now, we're not talking waiting where, okay, well, I can't do it now. I'll leave and I'll go do something else until time. It's active waiting. This waiting where we're seeking and desiring the impartation of the Holy Spirit. We're waiting for the gift that God has promised. He said, go and wait. That active waiting was prayer. They met together and they prayed. They gathered every day in the upper room. That prayer room. And they said, God, send your Holy Spirit. We are here ready to do your work. And then only in His timing did God send His Holy Spirit. But the command was to wait. Not to go forth and do the work in and of their own strength first. They could have witnessed. They could have run all over Jerusalem telling them, we saw Jesus. He's still alive. We saw Him go up to heaven. And they could have done that in their own strength, in their own power, in their own words. And we wouldn't have the church today. It would have died. It would not have lasted. However, the command was given to wait. And they waited. The result of the command is the Great Commission. It flows out of the command. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. When the Holy Spirit comes in power, the result of that power is going to be witness. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we cannot help but witness. We look at each of the Great Commission passages. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in each one of them, and in the book of Acts, there's Great Commission passages on each of them. When you look at those, each one of them, the Holy Spirit is tied in. There is no true witness absent the Holy Spirit. So we need to wait. Command to wait. Lord, fill us! And we need to actively wait. Not negligently wait, but actively seek the impartation of what God has promised. So we have the command, wait. And we're told here that all people are witnesses, are to be witnessed to. All people are to be witnessed to. The Holy Spirit empowers that witness. Says it's the Holy Spirit that's going to do it. Not their learning, not their strengths, but the Holy Spirit within them. Those things that they've learned, their strengths, those things will be used. But it's the Holy Spirit that empowers it. People, we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit empowerment. Next, we have Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's read this. And it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each one of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonder of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? People, what we have here is the completion of the command. The command was wait. And the Holy Spirit will come. And the Holy Spirit did come. And what happened? God was made visible. The gospel was preached. People heard amazing things. They witnessed things that were not otherwise possible. The Holy Spirit did it. The Galileans didn't know all these different languages. But yet they spoke it. Each one heard their own language being preached. The gospel being preached in their language. They're going, what is this? It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowering that ministry. It came, it did it. And all the people were witness to. Now verses 5 through 11 that we read there, this is describing all the people. Verse 5 says, you know, from every nation under heaven. We go on to verse 11. 10 and 11 says, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, you know, after we'd read this whole list, we then it said, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Not everybody was Jewish or even a Jewish convert that heard this, but they still heard. But they were all people who were seeking. That's why they've come to Jerusalem. That's why they hear. The Holy Spirit reached out and allowed their ears to hear the gospel message in their word. In their language, they heard that gospel message. The Holy Spirit did it. And all people were witnessed to. It talks about every nation under heaven. How many is that? Is that most of them or all of them? Well, it's saying they're all of them. Now, was it it's everyone that they knew of? I mean, we could say, well, there was nobody there from the Sioux tribe. But everybody in that known world, everybody who they had contact with was there. This is the outreach. The Holy Spirit. It happened. That command was completed at that time. However, that wasn't the end. There's a continuation of the completion. It wasn't that there were going to be witnesses one time and that's it. It wasn't a stop. You're just going to be, you're going to go to court one time and you're going to testify the one time, that's the only time you're ever going to be a witness. No. What we have here is them witnessing time and time again. And we see how that's going to be. And in verse 38, chapter 2, Peter says this. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now he is speaking to all of these people from all the nations who have heard the gospel being spoken in their native tongue by people who didn't speak it. And he's telling them, repent and be baptized. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. 3,000 added in one altar call, people. Was it because Peter was such an awesome preacher? No. Was it because they had done such a good job advertising their outreach event? No. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came, empowered, because they had waited. If they hadn't waited, the Holy Spirit wouldn't have empowered them, wouldn't have filled them, they wouldn't have completed that promise that God had made. God gave them a command, wait! They were obedient. He said, wait and you will be filled. He completed it. He filled them. But it wasn't meant just to be the one-time event. It wasn't meant to be just then. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for all people whom the Lord will call. If we do this, we're going to receive it. And everyone who God calls is going to receive it too. So we have this cycle, this flow, where we have a command, where we're waiting for the Holy Spirit. Then we have this completion, where we're empowered with the Holy Spirit. Then we have this continuation, which is the ongoing promise. And it's not just that new people are going to get it, but that we, too, are individually in this cycle, continually going through, waiting for the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, doing the work that the Holy Spirit has given us to do at that time, right then and there. Completing that assignment. Which then leads to continuation. Because it's not a completion of an end, but it's just fulfilling the duty that we've been given. Which drives this engine of the gospel going forward to all the world so that all would see. Because it's not, it wasn't just Peter and the other 11 guys who were given the task to share the gospel and were filled with the Holy Spirit, but that each who heard and believed and repented and were baptized were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they were to go and do the exact same thing. And they weren't supposed to do it just one time, but this was to be the lifestyle. This was to be the way the church is to exist and to propagate itself. For what purpose? You see, God's plan for His church, that's us, is for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit and so be empowered and led to all the people of the world, sharing the gospel, that those He has called will hear and receive and come into the kingdom of God and become part of His church, which proclaims the gospel, the good news, to all people. People, that's us. That's the call to us. God has called us to do this. We have the command. Wait on the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit fills you, which He will because it's promised, then you will be His witness. People, this is what God has called us to. This is what we need to do. This is His plan for us, His church, to take the gospel message to all people. Not just the ones in this little subset over there. Dan asked the question at the meeting. He said, what about my group over here? And they hadn't even considered that group of people. Well, who are we not considering because we've forgotten about them, that we've set aside? We need to not be like that. But we need to reach out to all people with the gospel message that all whom God has called might hear. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before You and we give You thanks this day. We praise Your name because, Lord, You are above all. We praise You and You thank You that You didn't give us a task and call us and command us to do something that we couldn't do, but instead, Lord, You commanded us to wait for Your empowerment, to wait for Your leading, so that You could do the work through us. That You would be our instruments. That we wouldn't try to do something beyond us, but instead, Lord, that we would do something which is possible only through You. Father God, help us, each one, to wait, then to be that Holy Spirit empowered witness as You fill us. And then, Lord, to tell all people and to share it with all people. Not just one small group. In Jesus' name, amen.